Thank you all so much.
In just a minute, in our listener limerick challenge, Carl insists the rhyme bag you found isn't his. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, the New York Times had a big expose this week. Across the country, children's playgrounds are far too what?
Dangerous.
No.
Safe.
Yes. The problem, according to the New York Times, is that they're too safe. Now, back when I was a kid, our playgrounds were made from decommissioned World War II ordnance. And the merry-go-round was just a syphilitic hooker who'd spin you around in your lap. And she was nice. She was one of my good friends. Well, that's gone now. Now, the kids are coddled. Instead of those terrifying steel ladders, they've got comfy steps. Instead of swings, they have easy chairs bolted to the ground. Researchers argue that the playground is where children must learn to overcome fear in order not to develop too much anxiety. Yes, obviously. That's why you always hear people walking around today saying, I owe everything I have accomplished as an adult to the time I found a syringe in the ball pit.
Yeah, see, like, everybody of a certain generation has, like, a scar on their forehead or a right. scar on their chin, and at some dinner somewhere, everybody gets to tell their
horrible...
Their playground story.
Right. You know,
falling on the mud scraper off of the swing or something.
Now these playgrounds have shag carpeting.
That's true.
Well, they all have those wood chips on them.
They have wood chips or sometimes the rubber matting.
Or what I like to think of as tick habitat.
Yeah. You know,
I would rather have the gravel.
Don't they have the lawyers on each side of the monkey bars just in case something
right.
happens?
Yeah.
The monkey bar chaser.
Brian, a hot new toy is making its way to store shelves. It's the first baby doll that lets girls and boys, I imagine if they want to, do what?
Breastfeed.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
New from a Spanish toy company, it's the baby doll that no one has been waiting for.
Yeah.
Here's how it works. Your child puts on this included halter top, which has two strategically placed little flowers on the front. They hold the doll in the breastfeeding position, and sensors in the flowers trigger the baby to make sucking motions. Then when the baby is full, you take both it and your child to therapy.
So this is going to be a new MTV reality show, like Six and Not Pregnant.
Or something like that. Yeah.
And there's going to be those little girls, and then on the other side, there's going to be the ones that had the little baby formula, and mm-hmm. then they're going to get into a big ideological fight.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
It's like, go for the formula.
Yeah.
It's fine,
And then
fine,
people are like,
really.
No, it's fine to give it Similac. It's actually plastic. It really Roxanne, we are all in for it now because Al-Qaeda will now be recruiting new jihadis through what method?
An animated cartoon.
Yes, indeed, an animated kids cartoon TV show. The proposed TV show, complete with sample art, was posted to a jihadi website. The art shows terrorists with masks, guns, and horrible glowing red eyes. And those are the heroes. Seriously.
So it's like Dragon Ball Jihad.
Sort of like that, yeah. Right.
Is there a name for this yet?
If there is, I did not get the translation. There's not a lot of detail for it, but we assume that when the show gets picked up, you know, by a network, it'll be similar to kids' shows that are already out there. So imagine Dora the Mujahideen, SpongeBob Square Burka, that sort of thing.
This is like the universal opposite of that Little Pony Friends show.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. What should we watch today? My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, or Death to the Infidels? Right. I don't know. What kind of movie
if you believe in the yin and yang of life, that pony show created this Al-Qaeda cartoon.
That's true. Yeah. Brian, the MQ-8B Fire Scout is, as I'm sure you know, an advanced new unmanned helicopter. It's operated by a remote pilot using a computer. But there are still a few glitches to work out. For instance, we found out recently, when you hit the space bar, the helicopter does what?
Goes around and around?
No. That'd be funny, though.
Yeah. Real slapsticky. I don't know. Give me a
starts a 10-second countdown, you know.
It explodes?
It starts to self-destruct.
Oh, man. Really?
The Navy is all excited.
That'd make you polish your keyboarding skills, wouldn't it?
The Navy is all excited by the Fire Scout. They want to buy a bunch of them. But according to a Defense Department report that came out this week, even though the Fire Scout has failed just 10 of its 10 tests, it still has a few minor glitches. One operator's headset cord brushed the space bar, and the helicopter became self-destructive. It slept around. It started drinking.
Yep.